Welcome everyone to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I'm your guys' host, coming all the way from Phoenix, Arizona, Dakota Morgan, and today is a very, very spoiler-ific episode. Telling you right off the bat, it's different. We're not doing a guest or interviews. Well, we have a guest, Gavin Moore, cosplayer, all sorts of stuff, is joining me today to talk about Harley Quinn Season 1, but it's not like an interview sort of thing. We're doing a review. You guys tend to like these a little bit, and I knew we needed to talk about this cartoon. Harley Quinn Season 1 on the DC Universe app. My God, it's so good. But we're going to spoil the hell out of it, so fair warning, folks. Before we get to that, too, I definitely want to say is thank you guys for your support of the show, but make sure you guys subscribe. You know, we're on Spotify, Stitcher, Apple Podcasts, Podbean.com. Subscribe, share the show. It helps. You guys get new episodes for free basically every Monday. Actually, not basically. They are free. So, I mean, we're going to be back with some really fun interviews next Monday if you're listening to us in chronological order. But, yes, don't worry. We're still going to do interviews. We're going to have some really fun guests on the show. Don't you guys worry. So, thank you, and really subscribe. It helps us out. We got fun merch coming you guys' way, too, and a whole lot of other fun stuff. So, stay tuned for that. And without further ado, because, like I said, spoiler for Harley Quinn Season 1, here is our review / geeking out hard fucking core about Harley Quinn Season 1. Now take it away, past Dakota. We are recording. Gavin, welcome. It has been actually a long time since we've talked. I believe I've had you on the show a long time ago.
Yeah, it's been a while. It's good to be back, though.
Sweet. I was going to ask, like, if you've been listening to the show, but no, this is like, have you? No.
A little bit here and there.
Sweet. That works with me. Sweet. But, man, this is a laid-back show, and this is obviously, I mean, if you listen to it, then you kind of know. This is a show where you could say whatever, do whatever sort of thing, and we are here to review. It's the talk show segments. I always tell people, I'll say it in the intro beforehand, is like, the talk show segments, we can do whatever the fuck we want, and it can go off the rails. So
that sounds good to me, man. Sweet. That's exactly my kind of style.
Yeah. So we are here to review Harley Quinn, the animated series on DC Universe. We live in the world where we finally got this, man.
I'm very excited about it.
Right? Like, what were your before we get deep and diving into Harley here, pun intended, what was your initial reaction of this when you first heard about it? You're like, holy shit, this is great, or holy shit, what the hell's going on?
I was super excited. I didn't hear enough of Kelly. I'm honestly not sure how to pronounce her name.
Fair.
And I don't want to butcher it. But I didn't hear enough of her initially to figure out if I liked it. But the more trailers came out and stuff, I started to like the look, and it was very New 52. And yeah. Alan Tudyk as the Joker is perfect, so I was on board.
Yeah, and not even just as Joker, like Alan Tudyk as half the fucking cast. You know, like if you know Alan Tudyk, you know his voice, and he has done so much on DC Universe in general right now that Clayface, Joker. He's got
Mr. Nobody,
and he did a few like minor things in there too. It's just like, oh my God, like Alan Tudyk is doing very well at DC right now. Like he's doing very, very well. Him and Nathan Fillion, they're like Green Lantern, get Nathan. Like it's like, oh shit. I was really kind of skeptical at first. I was kind of in that boat of this is probably gonna be weird. But then they're like, oh wait a minute here. This is going to be adult. This is going to be rated R. This is going to be uncensored. I'm like, whoo. Ooh, I spy a little bit of copying Deadpool over there. I see you. Don't you worry. I see you.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I noticed a little bit of that. And that's fine with me. That's, you know, that's why we have these competing companies, is that they can you know, make each other better.
Exactly. Exactly. And you know what? I got to say right off the bat, I truly love this whole season. People were like, oh, there's a couple of slow episodes. I'm like, not really. I enjoyed every episode.
Yeah, all of them, I was super interested. And, like, there have been times, like, I've been keeping up on Arrow, The Flash, and stuff like that. And there's been a couple times where I was like, I can come back to this episode later in the week. I'm not super worried. But, like, every Harley episode, I was ready to go.
Oh, yeah. You were like, it was my Friday. Like, right now, I have not seen a new episode of Clone Wars from the new season. That's my childhood show. Is it?
Oh, yeah, fuck it's pretty good.
Man, I can't wait. I want to watch it so bad. Not seen it yet, but I did see the season finale of Harley Quinn because I was like, I need to watch Harley Quinn before I can watch anything else here because I don't know, like the comedy in it, the story in it, the amount of comic book stuff in it, it really, like hats off.
Yeah, I really love when the DC writers kind of just like plop you in the middle of the universe rather than trying to give a slow reveal to everyone. Because like, I feel by now we're in a comic saturated society enough that we generally know like Harley Quinn and the Joker are a thing, Batman's parents died and now he's grumpy, and like Superman came from Krypton. Like, we're familiar. We don't need to rehash it every time. And if we do, we can do it in a quick comedic way in an animated thing like this.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. And the nods towards the Tim Burton stuff in there was fucking like the way she was when she was internal psychiatrist Harley, that was straight out of the cartoon. I was like, oh my god, you can tell they really pushed the boundaries of the animation style they had and what they wanted to do, because she really looked straight out of that cartoon episode.
Oh yeah, and like they're milking Bruce Timm for everything he's got. Like his fingerprints are all over it, and I am totally okay with that.
Oh yeah,
it worked every time.
Oh yeah, and. So there was, I mean, okay, this might seem like a huge blowfest to listeners right now, but I want to say there is a couple of things I was weird on. I was kind of iffy on a little bit there. I was like, did you need to do that sort of thing?
Let's get into the weird stuff then first.
The weird stuff, like positive or negative?
Yeah. Let's go to the negative stuff first so we can wrap on the positive note. Fair enough. I love this show.
So did I. First. I mean, I loved it. Yeah, I'm with you. I loved it. Okay, the part with me is, did we need an episode with Harley's parents?
You know what? I actually really liked that episode.
I did too, but there was a moment where I was like, wait a minute here. There's so much other shit going on. We have all this stuff happening. I get we need to take the break in the season, but you want to take it with Harley's parents? And they're like, oh yeah, her brother. Oh, he's fucking dead. Like, what? Oh, he's ashes. Like, and it was that montage, that family, like, fucking, like, 1980s family show intro with them was pretty fun. I dig that. But come on. I mean, there was so many other possibilities and things he could have done. I don't know. I just felt like that one, while I enjoyed it, did it wasn't necessary and did it help the story?
Yeah, I feel like they could have had her been on a side mission with her dad in Gotham and then come back to her parents in season two.
Yeah, that would have been season two, Harley, where you're like, let's take a break from all the shit. That's fine. But season one, where they're like, we have all this shit going on. We're trying to world build. We're getting all this stuff. Like, what?
But I can also understand that because, like, it's, I feel like it was viewed as a risk to do this show from a corporate standpoint, I think.
That's true.
So they had to make sure they covered all their bases as in depth as they could.
It's true, and this may seem immensely weird, but I kind of really ship Kite Man and Poison Ivy.
Oh, man.
Who would have thought? Fucking Kite Man. Kite Man, dude. He's made more of a comeback than the fucking Condiment King. Like, what the hell?
Out of nowhere. Fucking, I was rooting for help. For fucking Kite Man.
Oh my god. I honestly think, because recently in Batman Comics, I mean, this is a few months ago, in the War of Jokes and Riddles, how integral Tom King made Kite Man, I think that's the reason why we saw him show up. That had to be.
Yeah.
That had to be. Because, I mean, even the Condiment King, I don't even think Kite Man was in the Batman Lego movie, and Condiment King and Egghead was in there, like, in King Tut. It's like, what?
Yeah. Oh man, Kite Man wasn't in the Lego Batman.
I don't think so. Some fans are gonna be like, "You dumbasses!" But yeah, fair enough.
He's in minute 15, whatever.
Yeah,
he's getting kicked in the face by Batman.
Yeah, here's the intro thing, like Batman, like yeah, okay, fair enough.
Yeah, that's fine. If we're wrong, whatever.
Yeah. So that one I kind of shipped. That was kind of in a positive though. Negative. I don't know, like, there's not really that much for me to pick apart that was really negative too much, other than maybe the Harley's parents episode. That one I was kind of iffy on. I don't know, it just didn't sit right with me, and this seemed like a whole other left field, and then it went back to the action. Like, it seemed like a different show, almost.
Yeah. So, this is gonna sound a little weird.
Okay.
Coming right on the heels of Joker winning an Oscar, and then him being a big part of this show.
Okay, hit me with
it. But, I feel like there's there's kind of a push to kind of phase him out.
Joker?
Yeah.
You could have fucking fooled me in this season. What are you talking about?
Because he wasn't in Birds of Prey. And
true.
Fine, that's because I didn't really like Leto anyways.
Fair, I agree.
Yeah. I feel like Harley's kind of taken center stage now, and that's great. I love Harley.
Independent Harley. Yeah. You're not wrong. I mean, you're immensely telling the truth. I mean, independent Harley, I think, is something that people need. They really need. Because you can have the... If you want, like, relationship goals, fucking Clark and Lois. Come on. If you want the darker...
I mean, like, there are some parts, but are you talking about, like, in Harley Quinn?
Oh, no. Just in general, like, in comics, I'm talking, like... You want, like, people are like, oh, the Joker-Quinn relationship. People are like, oh, we ship that. I'm like, no, just ship Cloak.
Yeah, right?
It's like Stockholm Syndrome. There is that. And, you know, you have Lois and Clark. You have fucking Mira and Arthur and Aquaman. You have so many in the comics, in the movies, in the TV shows. You have fucking, hey, the biggest ship one I ship that still needs to happen is Bruce and Diana. You have so much in DC to do and so many good couples. Despite what he might have said on the rooftop.
There's definitely parts of me that wants a Bruce Diana thing.
Oh, God.
But there's also another part of me that feels like, sure, Bane, like, broke him, but she will really break him.
I have you know, sir, that bat penis can probably take it. I hope. You know what? We live in the world where we got fucking Batgirl, Bane, and Batman. I want the... No. You rectify this, DC. You give us Diana Bane and Bruce. That's how you solve it.
He's a genius. If they really wanted to get it done, I'm sure they could.
Oh,
but
yeah.
But he's with Catwoman now. So, I think...
For now...
And she's pregnant. I was just reading about this online. She's pregnant now.
Oh, she is?
Yeah.
I haven't caught up in my books. I've been behind because life has been going through a blender for me right now. But
oh yeah, I know the feeling.
Yeah.
I just saw it scrolling online.
Thank God in the intro that I'm going to do after this, I'm going to say spoilers because oh my God. But going back to that Joker, that pushing Joker out, I think it's temporary. I think we're going to see Joker. He's going to still be prevalent in the books, obviously. He's still going to be prevalent in the animation movies if it's Batman, which there's always going to be a Batman one. I think we'll still see him. Yeah. And so, like, there will be that.
It'll be like Deathstroke after season 2 of Arrow. Like, we saw him in, like, a video game here or there, like Young Justice.
Well, there's a corporate reason behind that because he was supposed to be in Justice League. And so they wanted nobody to touch him. Because they wanted that Justice League.
That's not the same reasoning for Joker. It's just...
Could be.
It's the kind of same move, I guess.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I mean, yeah. But you know what, though? I gotta say, I really think this is my favorite Joker in a long time.
Yeah, he didn't directly try to, like, imitate Mark Hamill.
No.
But there were times where he definitely got there.
Oh, yeah, but you know what, though? Let's be honest with ourselves. We appreciate it. We really appreciate it.
Yeah. He puts enough of his own spice in there, and he's allowed to say fuck, you know? That makes a whole new Joker on its own.
That's the beautiful part about this show, is that they said and did whatever the hell. Like, Harley and Ivy make a joke. They're like, are you wondering how big that giant's penis is? And they're like, oh, yeah, we're going to talk about that later. But right now, it's like, oh, see? Like, you know, that's pretty good. Like, that's pretty good. And you have all the cussing. You have all the gore. Fucking Kinshark is a beast. Like, and that,
oh,
we'll get
God.
To characters in a minute here, because what the characters are able to do themselves and what they're able to say is, okay, first off, I want to talk about it right now. You know, we have big, huge characters all throughout DC in this show. Apparently, they murdered a lot of them. Fucking Scarecrow's dead.
Yeah.
I was like, no, I like Scarecrow. Fuck you. I really do. Like, Scarecrow, I love them. I love Scarecrow with a passion. And my fucking God, when they're like, oh, yeah, like, I don't want that. And he just acid sprays his skull.
When he got the acid, I was like, oh, are they going to Arkham Knight him? And then, nope.
No. Oh, yeah, no, he's dead. Even, like, well, even Joker knows who Batman is now.
Yeah.
And I love the reaction.
See, that's why I think he's, that's what I was thinking about with like, pushing him out. Because he's not the Joker anymore.
No.
He got died back. Big spoilers. I am so sorry.
Exactly. I mean, is he, though? Is he not? I don't know. But
I mean, he died, like, his hand died pale, and he stopped laughing, but also he was crushed.
That's it. I mean, that's why season two, which we'll get to in a minute. I mean,
yeah,
characters. I want to go into characters, though, because the characters so well developed.
Oh, King Shark was probably one of my surprise favorites, and, like, that line, like,
which one?
About who would win, a shark or a wolf?
Oh, and the music went dark as shit. And they're like, no. Yeah, it's like, whoa. Oh my God. I know. I love these. It was like Birds of Prey. I love all the characters in Birds of Prey. I love all the characters in this Harley. Like, King Shark. I love King Shark. He's so cool. Love them. And by the way, he looked too. He had no reason being that good looking in the Flash TV show. I will vouch 100%. He had no reason to look that good. But they made him look that good. And I bless DC for it. And CW.
Oh, yeah.
But there's also Clayface. Different take on Clayface. Different take on Dr. Psycho. He's a lot more sexist than he's a little bit more on the rapey side, but I like how they switched it to sexist instead, which is nice.
Yeah.
So nice to see that. And then you got Psy, the old man transformer, where it's like, what? Like, what's going on here?
Just out of nowhere.
Yeah. Like, you have those characters develop, and then Ivy herself, the best interpretation of Ivy I've ever seen in anything other than comics, hands down. And then Harley herself. My God, the lineup is so true.
And Clay, like I kind of want to get play by plays a little bit with each of them.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But like Clayface, he was having him be that dedicated of an actor was a solid choice,
it's
because
true.
We've always had him been the dumb monster just galumphing around all the time.
Yeah. No, we've had him be horrifying. We've had him be horrifying too, like the dumb monster. But he's also been slightly horrifying. If you remember the Batman animated series.
All all those things, like vomiting on yourself and reabsorbing it, that's horrifying on its own.
And they paid tribute to, like, the classic Batman animated episode with them, too, with Robin. You remember? Did you catch that?
With the hand.
Oh, my God, my heart shattered because that episode made me cry like a kid, man. I was just like, and I like, but then the hand, I'm like, my God, they're doing it to me again, but it's so stupid instead.
I felt so bad for Gordon.
Oh my God, yeah. Gordon, I just want to give that man a pound of weed. He needs it.
I knew he was messed up the first episode when we saw him, and he was just completely, he was having a breakdown the whole time.
Oh my God, do you know who voiced Gordon?
No.
Was the guy, you recognize him instantly, we'll keep a comic bookie for the minute here. He was in Man of Steel. He was the Colonel. And then he's also from Law and Order. I can't remember the name of that actor. Yeah, that's fucking him. I was like, oh, get the fuck out. Yeah.
That tracks, actually. You know what? Having watched Wet Hot American Summer, that makes sense.
Or Happy, or something like that. Like, yeah, you're like...
I haven't seen Happy yet. That's on my list, though.
I've seen bits and pieces of it. Yeah, you're not going to be disappointed. But my God, man. Like, that just... Hey, folks. Dakota here with a little bit of an ad break for you guys today. Do you guys like reading comics? Obviously, if you listen to the show, you do. What the fuck am I talking about? Then you guys, if you're in Arizona, which a good majority of the fan base is, shout out to the ones in Canada though, you guys can go to Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona, located at 5801 West Glendale Avenue in Glendale, Arizona. I gotta say, folks, I've been going here for a long time now. I've been to a few different comic book stores in Arizona in my 6 years of living here so far, and this may change due to the recording nature, but whatever. So I love going to Drawn to Comics. I really do. Ken, who runs it, is amazing, fucking laid-back dude. He's a wonderful guy. He's been on the show, ladies and gentlemen, before. And it's a really fun place to pick up the book. So Drawn to Comics in Glendale, Arizona. Get yourself a box, you know. Go in, maybe just check it out. It's a fun place to escape into. All the workers there are fucking wonderful folks. They really are. It's just like family at this point, at least they are for me. And it's a fun world to go into. There's collectibles there. There's toys. There's comics. You know, and you just get your box and reserve some books and whatnot. We've had people on the show who've written and drawn comics, you know. Go in and pick up their work, folks. Jesus Christ. It ain't that difficult. So go to Drawn the Comics in Glendale, Arizona, folks. You guys can check them out also on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. Thanks, everyone. Now back to the show.
Show through me for a little. They really just went for it, like straight off, with the blood and gore. It was really aggressive.
Oh, King Shark ate somebody's head off, dude. I mean, come on. He's all peaceful. But he's like, oh, hang on. And just fucking, and the dude just fucking plops down. People's throats are getting slit. Everything. Like,
there's a couple times, though, like, when all the team was assembled and, like, when they were being chased by something or whatever, and I'm like, yeah. Clayface has axes for hands. He has hammers.
It's true.
King Shark is a shark. Like, dude. You know,
but they're innocent. They're innocent villains. They're not the classic villains, which I appreciated to see something new take on them. They're fucking King Shark is an IT dude at Apple. Like, come on. Like, come on.
Sure, but then he also gave us that wolf thing.
That's true.
If it's an animal, it is different, and it's a fictional animal.
And he tried murdering Robin, too, on, like, The Daily Show or whatever that...
He did.
Wendy Williams, which, by the way, that did not age well as soon as it started coming out, because that talk show host has faced a lot of criticism. And so they're like, oh, there's Wendy. And so everyone's probably thinking, oh, this would have been cute, you know, if she didn't turn out to be such a bitch. It's like, wait a minute here. Oh, hold on. Oh, God. And fucking Dr. Psycho was so good. I mean, these characters are so well developed. I want to have some people
Buster
on this.
Buster Bluth as Dr. Psycho was a solid choice.
But the acting, when I took a look at the actors and actresses in this show, starting with Harley Quinn and Poison Ivy, well, which we'll cover Poison Ivy before we get to someone else here in a minute. Poison Ivy, this is the interpretation I want people to know. This is the interpretation that I think Ivy needs to be in everything, because
she was so powerful.
Oh. You know, with her, not even just with powers, but mental state, but how she was, how she was emotionally. It wasn't the, oh, kiss me, Robin, whatever the hell that shit. No, fuck that. That shit's gone. That shit died. You know, like, Poison Ivy now is this. Like, oh.
Yeah, which is, like, that, I honestly was a little bummed that her and Harley didn't get together. That wasn't, but, like, if
we
she
got
ends
cut,
up...
Man.
Huge spoiler. She did come back. Never mind. Now that she's back.
No, she looked cool. She looked so cool as resurrected Ivy, by the way. I was like, ooh, kinky.
Yeah, like, man, she could do whatever she wanted. She could just walk into any bank vault, and she knows exactly what she's about.
Yeah.
But
she
just doesn't.
I like her mug.
She puts up none of Frank's shit.
No. Oh, God. We got to talk about Frank. Frank stole the show. I did. I don't know. No, fucking, I can't even do it because it's such a good. And as a voice actor, I wish I could do it. I can't do it because it's so good. I can't remember the name of that actor, but my God. Frank was such a cool character. He was a potted plant.
I don't know if he's an original character or if he was in the comics, but he was great.
I don't think I've seen him in the comics, and fans let us know, but I don't think I've seen him in the comics before. I know he was an interpretation of what's his name? From Little Shop of Horrors, the plant.
Yeah.
That was basically what he was, and he ate people. So there is, he got stoned. You got all this sort of shit going on, and he's just like, every time I saw Frank, we'll
That's
go
my
to
pot guy.
Yeah. What the fuck are we doing? And there's another one, by the way, and I love this interpretation of this character so fucking much. It was Bane. It was a good time. Joshua, if you're going to order a hit, use cash. and it's like, oh my God. Fine, I can do Bane.
Bane was on screen. Oh. To hear more from him.
I hope he's not dead. I really hope he's not dead, because you can't kill that beautiful man villain there. I mean, come on.
So I'm pretty sure, like, there's no way that Scarecrow and everyone coordinated to have this attack happen without being evacuated. And I can't fathom that Lex Luthor would be dumb enough to have only one facility and not detect something burrowing under you.
Oh, yeah, they're going to be, I think the next villains are going to be the Legion of Doom, I think, is definitely going to be that for next season. But, my God, I love Bane so much in the show, I think, because he's the Mexican luchador, but he's got the voice. The Dark Knight Rises, and they played with it. They're like, we know what you guys are going to want in this show. Because if they didn't do it, I would have been kind of disappointed. Because I'm like, what if he had his Dark Knight Rises voice? Like, oh.
Yeah, I was a little apprehensive at first, because I felt like for a little bit it was the same kind of thing that they were doing with Christian Bale's Batman voice. You know, that was every Batman for a while.
Yeah.
That was But yeah. They did it really well. And he was super supportive. He was like, this is a big day in young Joshua's life.
Yes, yes. And he's like supporting Harlan. He's like, you didn't get the email? Maybe it's in the spam folder. And then people are like, God damn it, out of all the impressions, you can do Bane. And I'm like, yeah, fair enough. Yes. Oh, man. I mean, just the characters, the story. I think everyone had good messages in it. And I think the messages, too, is something that I definitely think. I want to touch upon this really quickly. Well, not really quickly, but I want to touch upon it is, I think young women everywhere should need, I'll say teenage. I mean, if I had a daughter, she was 14 years old, I would let her watch the show. That's just me. Maybe 15.
Yeah, I feel like at 14, that's old enough that you probably would have seen Family Guy behind my back anyway at that point.
You know, they have the, like, exactly. And in my defense, the people out there, because I hate censorship, in my defense, my 14-year-old, if I had one, she could go on the internet. I'm not even that old enough to have one. She could go on the internet and watch some girl get railed by a horse. So, you know what? I'm just going to let her watch fucking Harley Quinn, because you can't stop it. There's nothing you can do.
Super briefly, and I don't have kids, so I do not speak for anyone.
We do not have kids.
If you hide everything away from the kid, when they get to it, they won't know how to filter themselves or how to regulate themseles. So yeah. if you allow them access and you talk about limitations or stuff like that, then they aren't overwhelmed.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Like that's the one thing about it too. I think is 100% that. And there is the, I don't know, man. Like the show, I think could be like, yeah, this is the young adult. It's very adult. I will give it that with all the cussing, the sex, everything like that too. But it's just the times we live in, dude. And fans out there, yeah. It's the times we live in. And the show, it's messages on, you know, independence. It's messages on family and friends. And, you know, finding out who you are was really, really vibrant, man. Like, I really appreciated that because it was so there. It was unbelievable how there it was.
And it's weird how, like, I felt like at the end the crew really was, and I know it's going to sound real sappy, but it got kind of like a family because I would notice things like the way they banter with each other is the same way I do with my, you know, my kind of chosen family.
Yeah.
Because I've got my real family and then I've got the one I've kind of developed.
Yeah.
And, you know, that's the kind of joking around you do where, like, you know, the things like talking about the giant's dick. those were the very things I was saying with the friends I was watching with right before Ivan Harley said it.
That's it. Like, you know, you're just sitting there and you're like, wow, this show's so relatable. This is insane.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone knows that Dr. Psycho, that, like, there's a decent guy or, like, a decent person there.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, yeah, he's kind of on the outer circle.
Which, by the way, him having a kid with Giganta, I was like, oh, my God, this show's fucking amazing. And they're like, no, someone even asked him, like, how'd you guys have sex? And he just immediately is like, not well. It's like, oh, yeah, that's true. I would immediately ask that question. How do you have a son? And two, and then when Ivy got big, and he's like, $30 if you put me in your pocket. And he's like, what? Everyone's got their fetish. Yeah, and it's like, hey. And because everyone's just looking at him.
What I appreciate is he knew it didn't work well, but he kept trying.
Oh, yeah. He did. He really did. Oh, my God, he did.
And you know, in the DC universe, he can have that type because women that height exist.
Yeah, there's one.
I mean, like, there's probably a couple other metahumans across the world if he really wants to go looking. You know, because, like, Ivy's definitely not going to go for him. And no way Giganta's taking him back.
I hope not.
Like, his only type.
I hope not.
After he finds the brain and has him, like, engineer a giant woman for him. Or he finds another one. He's SOL, man.
Hey, DC Universe, we will write your season 2. Hire us as writers. We both write. We ride for you. God, Bane's impressions. So it's just so like you just want to. Yeah.
Oh yeah, I could. So for people who don't know me, I work at 7-Eleven, and I feel like I could probably just do Bane impressions all day and deal with all my customers, but I won't.
Yeah,
I'll restrain myself. But there are times I could.
Yeah.
There's also times where I feel the things he feels, like, okay, this is gonna sound dicey, but the wanting to blow up the bar mitzvah or anything like that.
Oh, yeah.
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 Blow up this stupid chair.
Yeah. Now, I hate to put a cork in this, man, but what are your thoughts for season two? Because I'm gonna have to leave you here in just a minute or two. We're gonna have to wrap up the show because I don't want it to go too long on this review thing. Because I do want to say I want people to watch this show. I want people to see it.
Oh shit! Yeah, we've kind of spoiled a lot of stuff.
But yeah, but I'm saying we spoiled it one up. But there's only so much we can really say. But if you're listening to this and you haven't seen it already, go fucking see it. It's also that I don't like to do long review episodes. But man, season two, what do you think so far? What do you think, really quickly?
I'm honestly kind of looking forward to Kite Man and Ivy's, hashing that out. Because if they get married, I want to see her dress, honestly.
Fair.
And I want to see the kite he makes for it.
Yes.
Or, the sad Kite Man, because he got messed up. I think you're right. I think the Legion of Doom is gonna want revenge, so they're gonna be the villains, because letting her in ended up dooming them anyways.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Joker wouldn't have had the idea to have the thing come out of the ground if it wasn't for Hartley. He wouldn't have been pushed to destroy all of them at once, or to even try to.
Yeah. I mean, it's coming out in only a couple months, I believe. I think fall or something like that, or maybe April next year. I know it's sometime really, really soon. So we're not going to have to wait that much longer. Now, Gavin, man, I don't often have you on the show, but you are a super fan. And where can people find you and what you do at on social media, dude?
Super Suits Cosplay on Instagram or Facebook. That's really where I do most of my stuff.
Sweet. And folks at home, you can tell we're superbly excited for Harley Quinn season two, and I'm excited for it. And make sure you guys go follow Gavin to stay in tune, because I'll let you discover all the cool stuff he's doing. It's really, really fun. And folks, if you want to follow me, I'm at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter and at Dakota_Morgan97 on Instagram. And yeah, dude, Gavin, thanks for coming on the show, man, for doing this quick little episode on Harley Quinn, the animated series, and geeking out with me a little bit here, because I think it needed to be talked about. It seriously needed to be talked about.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, and I'm sure other people are doing it too, but I wanted to do it.
Exactly, right? Right? I mean, actually not as much as you may think. Mostly reaction videos, but still. So besides the point, before I let everyone go, make sure, guys, I definitely want to say one last time, because I said in an intro once or twice, I know I will. Subscribe and share the show. It means the world. We love doing these fun interviews with people from indie comics, Marvel, DC, everywhere. We love doing this sort of stuff here. Subscribe and share the show, folks. It's really helpful. So, without further ado, Gavin, is there any last words, man?
No, man. Just keep geeking out, guys.
Exactly. I love it. I love it with a passion. That's like stay creative. I just use stay creative a lot of my social media posts, and people seem to really love it. Oh, yeah, keep geeking out in the words of Gavin, and stay classy, Gotham citizens.